Lesson 3. This is Commander Dana, here to visit with you for a few minutes about a great subject that I believe you'll enjoy teaching your kids. The title of it, A Friendship Made in Heaven. And you know, I think in the way that we think about our Heavenly Father, in the way that we think about our Savior, at some point in your walk with Him, He needs to go from Savior and Rescuer to Friend. And we never, of course, leave Savior and Rescuer behind. That's always before us. What Jesus did for us is always uppermost in our mind. But that is the key to our friendship. If we'll think about why Jesus did what He did for us, then we'll know everything's heading toward friendship and relationship. Now, when you visit with your kids today, of course, you can tell them the facts and some of the truths we've written down for you that you're probably looking at on paper. But I want this to come through. Our foundation scripture in Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "I am come to seek and to save that which was lost." And if you'll spend time thinking about that statement, and I like to ask questions sometimes in my own mind. I just like to hold questions and ponder them. And the question I would ask when I think about this is such, what was lost? Lord, I really want to think about what was lost, because Jesus said that's what He came to seek and to save. And we know that in the Garden of Eden, man, in that place it was wonderful, that the most awful thing ended up happening was friendship with God was lost. Close relationship and the ability to be so close to God, just like a child should be close to their parent and completely free to be in their presence. They can walk in anytime and just get what they need from mom and dad. They can hug, they can hang out. You know, it's interesting, even after kids move away, they're grown-ups, maybe they even have kids of their own, they can pop into the house anytime and they're completely at home if the relationship is right. We know Jesus wants to be our friend. He wants to transition from stranger to Savior and Rescuer and then to friend. And I love it that at one point He even told His disciples that from this point on, guys, I'm calling you friends. In other words, our relationship has taken a greater step and we're friends from this point on. Well, let the kids not only know that Jesus wants to be your friend, I mean, they need to leave with that understanding, but give them the reasons that Jesus wants to be their best friend. In other words, some of the things I've written, I'm looking at kind of point two that you'll see on your written outline, Jesus is a true friend. Look at some of the things that are written under there. A true friend is always willing to help us. If you can give them examples of that with maybe a friend that you've had, or maybe you can find out before service, you can talk to one of your kids and find out what's something really good that a friend did for you one time that really helped you. You know, there are times in our lives when we need a true friend because we all have needs in our lives. If the kids can leave knowing that Jesus wants to be their best friend and that He did everything that could possibly be done to show us His friendship. In other words, the best friends, they say, hey, I'm your friend no matter what. You can decide if you want to be my friend, but I'm definitely yours. Loyalty, trustworthy, honesty, all the qualities Jesus gave to us. Communicate those to your kids and have an amazing day.